Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to the BVW Podcast. On this show, we're going back to October of 1981, and first up is a song I just played not that long ago on my Shared Song Titles 2 show, but I like it, it's obscure, and it's by Chilliwack. Here's My Girl, Gone, Gone, Gone.
Ever since she left me, I should feel all alone. A little misunderstanding, I can't get her on the telephone. Hanging out down the main street, living in a different world. Standing around with the gang on the corner, talking about my girl.
October 1981.
Still nothing.
Linda Carlisle and the Go-Go's, Our Lips Are Sealed, as we look back at top 40 hits from October 1981. Now here's the biggest hit for R&B artist Carl Carlton, the song that got him a Grammy nomination and spent 21 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, She's a Bad Mama Jamma. Or if you've never heard the song and are just reading it, you'd probably go, She's a Bad Mama Jamma? Daryl Hall and John Oates with a song they took to number one in November of 1981. It was still climbing the chart in October, Private Eyes. Now it's time for an October 1981 BVW Podcast trivia quiz. In the Blue Oyster Cult song, Burnin' For You, midway through the song, the lyrics tell us that it's time to play something.
Time everlasting. Time to play.
What is it time to play? Think it over for a few minutes and I'll get you the answer. While you're thinking, here's Billy Squire, In the Dark. Billy Squire, In the Dark, on our October 1981 Spotlight, and it's time now to answer the trivia question. In the Blue Oyster Cult song, Burnin' For You, it was time to play something. What was that something?
Time everlasting. Time to play B-sides.
Well, throughout the song, we learn that time is the essence, time is the season, and time ain't no reason. And we also learn that it's time to play B-sides. Now let's hear this A-side single from Blue Oyster called In Its Entirety, a song that peaked only at number 40 in October of 1981, but lives on in recurrent radio airplay today. October 1981.
You're not shy, you get around, you wanna fly, don't want your feet.
featuring Junior Walker guesting on saxophone. That's Foreigner with Urgent, as we spend some time in the month when Halloween 2 was released to theaters.
If that wasn't Michael Myers burning up in that car, then a lot of other kids are going to be slaughtered tonight.
He's dead. I saw him.
I saw a man in a mask.
It was him.
I want to believe you, but I got to be sure. I can't stop until I'm certain that he's dead.
You're talking about him like he's some kind of animal.
He was my...
Would you keep him back?
He was my patient for 15 years. It became an obsession with me until I realized that there was nothing within him, neither conscience nor reason, that wasn't even remotely human. An hour ago, I stood up and fired six shots into him. He just got up and walked away. I am talking about the real possibility that he is still out there.
The film picks up where the 1978 original left off, bringing back both Donald Pleasance and Jamie Lee Curtis.
That girl, that Strode girl, that's Michael Myers' sister. She was born 2 years before he was committed, 2 years after his parents died and she was adopted by the Strodes. They requested that the records be sealed in order to protect the family.
Jesus, don't you see what he's doing here in Haddonfield? He killed one sister 15 years ago, now he's trying to kill the other.
The L.A. Dodgers beat the New York Yankees to win the World Series.
Welch continues to throw in the Los Angeles bullpen. Watson hits it high in the air. For the center fielder, Ken Landreau, this should do it. The Dodgers are the 1981 champions of baseball.
And so there is not the usual noisemaking. It became apparent midway in the game, almost with the departure of Tommy John, that the Dodgers would take command. Now the Dodgers leave the field. Keith, I think it's time for Jim, you and me jointly to congratulate them on their acquisition of the World Series championship. Lasorda, kissing Peter O'Malley too for that matter, but Mrs. O'Malley and everybody else.
And on the radio, the Four Tops had their final top 40 hit, which was actually their first in 8 years. It's October 1981 on the BVW podcast.
Used to be everything to me.
October 1981.
She seems a million miles away. When she walks by, you don't know what to say. You're gonna make a move, you better make it now. Don't be afraid, cause love will show you how. You take that first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, looks too beautiful to touch. But your heart keeps talking to you now, don't give up. You think you see something in her eyes, but you will never know until you try. But you gotta take that first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you and her love. Second step. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you and her love. Second step.
A top five pop hit from Eddie Rabbit that went all the way to number one on the country chart, Step by Step, as we get closer to hearing the number one song of October 1981. But first, here's Joey Scarberry with Believe It or Not, George Isn't at Home.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I must be out, or I pick up the phone.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Wait, hold on. All right, take two. But first, here's Joey Scarberry with theme from Greatest American Hero, Believe It or Not.
Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of
Joey Scarberry with Believe It or Not, the theme from The Greatest American Hero, as we get set to hear the number one song of October 1981. Now, it's the main theme from the 1981 film Arthur, a film I've never seen, but stars Dudley Moore and Liza Minnelli, according to Wikipedia. And in that film, Christopher Cross sang all about getting caught between the moon and New York City. Here's the number one song of October 1981, Arthur's theme, The Best That You Can Do. Christopher Cross with the number one song of October 1981, Arthur's theme, The Best That You Can Do, from the movie Arthur. Thanks so much for listening to the BVW podcast, and we'll do another show soon.